Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Today we're going to talk about what to expect from WordPress in 2018. Obviously, yeah. At the end of the year, you and I touched on a couple of things that we expected to be coming in 2018. Yeah. And we're just going to kind of give you our thoughts of where we think WordPress is going to go, where other more WordPress-educated people than us also think WordPress is going to go.
Yeah. Definitely. And a big thing that we already touched on, David, as you mentioned, is Gutenberg, which is going to be part of WordPress 5.0. And that's probably the biggest thing. That's been the most highly anticipated. It's been in the works for a while now, more than any other WordPress feature ever. And it could come as early as April. I'm predicting it probably won't happen until more like mid-year, more like June, July-ish. However, I could be surprised. But that's kind of my bet. I don't know. We'll see if they can pull it off by April.
Yeah, I'm kind of probably in your camp as well. I think between April and June would probably be a really safe bet that it will be here. WordPress 5.0. And I think, you know, typically WordPress will do, you know, 3 releases over a 12-month period. And yeah. Tim and I both kind of agree that we think they, because Gutenberg is such a big thing and a big release, we kind of feel like they may only have 2 releases this year, you know,
yeah,
as opposed to their normal 3 releases. So that's, of course, our projection. So 5.0, you know, 5.1, and unless there's some major security stuff that comes out that is, you know, we don't know about and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And that's improved security is one of the additional features that's going to be part of WordPress 5.0. There's also improved mobile. Don't really know what that quite looks like yet, but yeah, I mean, security is pretty much a part of every single update, you know, some sort of security improvements. I don't know if it's anything major, but yeah, that's one of the things they have on the docket for WordPress 5.0.
Yeah, and I think that with the, you know, addition of Gutenberg, the page builder that's being built into WordPress, I think that it is going to help increase, you know, continue WordPress's upward trend of, you know, percentage of users on the web using WordPress. I think currently we're in the neighborhood of all 30, you know, all websites on the internet are, you know, roughly 30% are built with WordPress. I think WordPress will continue to track northward, you know, and gain a little bit more market share there as well. Maybe up 33-35% of the internet being built on, because, you know, it's a page builder and that's kind of all the rage.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think as long as the third-party WordPress ecosystem continues to thrive, then we'll continue to see that number increase. So as long as, you know, plugin and premium plugin companies, premium theme page builder companies are doing well, then the entire WordPress market share, I think, will continue to do well, because it really is what drives it. You know, you have the Divis of the world, the other page builders out there, the really popular plugins like Gravity Forms and so forth. And so as they do well and they market, they're helping to not just bring new people into the market to be able to use those cutting edge tools, but it keeps people sticking around. Because once you're in WordPress and you're using those, you know, extremely powerful premium themes and plugins, and David and I talked a couple episodes ago about why we prefer premium versus free plugins. And when you're in the WordPress ecosystem using those products, well, you're not going to need to go anywhere else because you're satisfied, you know, with those tools. So I think that's something that's huge too, is the ecosystem that's thriving, and I think it'll continue to thrive in 2018.
I couldn't agree more. And I think last on our list of what, you know, I think WordPress is going to continue to grow as well on the plugin side. I think the WordPress repository has in the neighborhood of 47,000 plugins currently. I think the more popular WordPress becomes, the more people are seeing this as a viable career, you know. Once they start developing websites with WordPress and they see that it's a way to make a living. Obviously, Tim and I make our living from WordPress, and as do a lot of other people that we know. That, from everything that I see, it indicates that there are more and more people getting involved with WordPress as their main source of income. Tim and I are involved in several WordPress groups on Facebook that are, you know, pretty large. I mean, some of them are upwards of 30,000 members. And, you know, there is a lot of people doing WordPress as a side hustle that has turned into a full-time career for them and stuff. So I predict that the more they learn about WordPress on the client side, you know, some of them will flow over into plugin development and stuff, and it'll increase on the plugin side as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so, yeah, as you mentioned, David, I could see it easily going up to 50,000 throughout 2018. And one thing to keep in mind is they do a really good job of scrubbing the plugin repository. And so outdated plugins that are kind of abandoned, don't get updated, and, you know, the people are using them less and less, they'll eventually go and remove those. I remember a few years back, they did that for the first time. And so I don't remember what the list was up at. I think it was over a couple hundred thousand plugins in the repository. But then they got rid of all the plugins that are just junk, not being updated, not being used. And so that list went down. But now what you have is a smaller list of quality plugins that are being maintained and are being used and so forth. And so that's something to keep in mind, too. It's not just a number for the sake of a number. It's a number of quality plugins that are there at your fingertips in the WordPress plugin repository.
Yeah, great points. Well, I think that's about it from me. How about you, Tim?
Yeah, that is everything. I mean, I'm excited for 2018.
Yeah, future's bright. Absolutely. Yeah, we couldn't. We were thinking the same thing, so, you know. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 111, What to Expect from WordPress in 2018. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast on whichever platform you're listening to us on, because, you know, that's how people find us. So we really would appreciate it. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.